Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Welcome back to the second hour of this Thursday edition of Cook and Pony. Yeah, you were supposed to hear this next gentleman a little bit later this hour as part of the Pirates pregame show, but the game postponed today, pushed back until tomorrow. So you'll hear him tomorrow at 11:45, but we decided he's so good to pass up on opening day. Otherwise, even if the Pirates aren't playing, we're bringing him in. I'm talking about former big league GM Jack Sorensic. He's part of our fan post and pregame show on the Pirates Network. Hey, Jack, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Ron. How about you?
We're doing real well, Jack, man. Everybody wants to get started on opening day. It has to be a little bit of a bummer to have to wait another day, doesn't it?
I hear you. Hey, one quick note for Andrew. I'm pulling for Syracuse in this NCAA tournament. Oh, I'm sorry. They got knocked out. I apologize.
Hey, wow. You know what, Jack? You know what? You interrupted,
that's how we're going to start
you
the
interrupted a great
season?
Question that I answered, but I'll give you for that. That's okay. That's okay.
Oh, man, Jack.
Hey.
How hard is it sitting in Detroit all day today?
Hey, congratulations to Pitt. It sounds like it was a great selection, and all the reviews and everything I'm hearing you guys talk about sounds like a real positive, so good for them.
How about the start of the season? Ron just asked about it being delayed a day. Does that bug players?
Yeah, you know, you're all geared up for it. You're ready to rock and roll, but it happens, you know. And I think what happened, you sit there, and you know, I talked to someone in Detroit yesterday, and they were like, holy smokes, this is going to be a quagmire if we play tomorrow. So, you know, I think there's that relief that, you know, you don't have to go out there and fans sit in who knows how long, rain delays, terrible weather. So push it back, play the next day. That's just the way it is. It's part of baseball.
Jack, there's a lot of negativity surrounding these Pirates, and I think we all can come up with reasons for that. Give us a couple reasons why this team has a chance to at least be competitive this year.
Well, I think it's going to be a challenge for them. You know, I think when you get a lot of young players or players that are giving opportunities, like Colin Moran, for instance, some of the young pitchers, and then you look at guys that have something to prove, and you know, that would start with Cervello behind the plate physically. You'd have to go to Marte, you have to go to Polanco. Dickerson gets a new lease on life, if you will. So I think when you start looking at those things, then there is going to be a degree of energy there, I think, which is a positive. There's going to be, points where these players are going to prove. Jody Mercer's on his free agent year, so, you know, he's going to want to have a good year. So I think those things, you know, point to guys, really, really wanting to put something together and have a competitive ball club.
Who's the Pirates' best player?
I would say Felipe Rivero. I mean, he's the best talent. You could probably point to Josh Bell saying the biggest upside based on what he did last year and the potential that this guy can have. I think when I look at them, I don't see an aircraft carrier right now. You know, you don't see someone that you can, you know, you think about the great clubs when you had Bonds as an MVP, when McCutchen was your MVP. You don't have that right now. You don't have a true anchor of your pitching staff right now. So it's going to have to be a collective effort. Certainly guys can step up. You like the arms, but as a rule, you know, I just think it's going to be a lot of scrappy guys going out there trying to establish themselves as big league players, or guys that are veteran guys like a Harrison and like a Mercer just continue to, you know, be what they are. You know, they're competitive major league players.
Jack, you mentioned Bell. What impressed you most about last year? He learned a new position at first base. I thought he did quite well over there, and looks like he has the potential to be something of a star in the big leagues.
I would say so. You know, you think about switch hitters that do the things that he can do. I think you get through certain points of last year when his inexperience showed, but he worked very, very hard defensively. I mean, that's been That's been noted by everybody that's watched that club in pregame warmups and stuff. He really has applied himself to try to make himself better there. And then you look at the raw power, something that this club desperately needs. And, you know, from both sides of the plate, for a young kid, he's got really good plate discipline, really good control. You listen to his interviews, he's a very articulate guy. He's a smart guy. So I think all of those things with his size, his physical gifts, lead to him becoming a really good big league player.
After Jameson Taillon, Jack, who is the Pirates starting pitcher you have the most confidence in?
You know, the guy that I like a lot, I like Trevor Williams quite a bit. You know, I think when you would have to say Nova because of experience and, you know, the parts that he put together. I mean, he ran together some pretty good months for you, and then he fell off a little bit. But I think Trevor Williams is an underrated guy. This guy knows how to pitch. He's got good pitches. He's got good command. He keeps you in the ball game. I think he's a very, very dependable, and he's going to be a nice big league pitcher. You do like the other arms. You know, you have to like Cole's arm. I mean, that's a big arm. So, you know, right there I would say, you know, the guy that I like a lot is Williams, and I do think you have to say Nova, of course, based on, you know, some of those months that he put together, that hopefully he can repeat that.
We're talking to former GM Jack Sorensic, part of our fan pregame and postgame show on the Pirates Network. Jack, the other teams in the division all seem to help themselves. St. Louis did. Milwaukee certainly did. The Cubs did, adding Darvish. Who do you see as the team to beat? And, you know, how much better should those three teams be than the Pirates?
Well, Cubs, no doubt, I think, is the team to beat. I'm still not sure who's going to close games in St. Louis. You'd have to really like what Milwaukee did in terms of adding the two pieces to their outfield. But again, I think there's some issues there with their starting rotation. So I think when you look at it, I still think Pittsburgh is probably four in the division. You know, Cincinnati's still trying to figure out what's going on over there. But, you know, you have to be realistic about this. You've got unproven players. You've got guys that had some very, very disappointing seasons a year ago. You had some physical setbacks as well as, you know, the setback with Marte. So, you know, it's a changed club. I mean, when you took away a 200-inning pitcher and you took away what some would argue is your best player in McCutchen, you know, those are big shoes to fill. So a lot of guys are going to have to contribute to make this club competitive. It's going to be a challenge for them to do it through 6 months of the Major League Baseball season.
If the division gets a second playoff team, who do you think it is?
You know, I kind of like Milwaukee. You know, I think the back end of their bullpen is good. It's going to be about starting pitching. You know, are they going to be able to hold up starting pitching-wise? And the one thing I will say with them is they have shown in the past that they'll go out and do something and acquire a talent, you know, if they think that as they get closer to it. They've done it several times. So I think that bodes well for them. I like their everyday lineup. I like St. Louis's club to some degree, but I still think there's issues with starting pitching, and I'm not sure who's going to close games for them.
Jack, what would constitute a good Pirates season? If you had reasonable expectations about this year, what do you think would be a good season for them?
Well, I think if they were 500, that'd be terrific. You know, I think you'd hang your hat on a 500 season. I think that's going to be a challenge. I look at them, and injuries being a factor, depending on how this whole thing plays out. I think you're looking at somewhere between 75 to 80 wins. But I think if you got to the point where you had a 500 season, I think you would be very pleased. And you'd have to look back and say some guys did some things and some guys rose to the occasion.
Jack, should they just give the Yankees the World Series this year? Have you seen a murderer's row like Stanton and Judge and Gregorius and Sanchez? I mean, that is a modern-day murderer's row.
You know, what's interesting about that, a lot of people get upset with that, you know, and because of the clubs that have the money go out and spend it. But I think when you look at that, you know, when you look at it's all our lives. I mean, we grew up with Mano and Maris and Whitey Ford and Lou Scourin and all those guys way back when. There was always somebody out there that was, you know, the murderer's row, as you just stated. There was always a club out there in baseball that was you could call it more expensive or you could call it better. And I think that's good for baseball. I don't necessarily think because they have that, they're going to be guaranteed a World Series. I would say they're going to be guaranteed a playoff spot, no question about it. But when you get into playoffs, you've got to perform. So, but I do think when you look at the, you know, when you look at it and say to yourself, man, it's going to be fun to turn on the TV and watch that lineup swing the bat. And I'm anxious to watch them.
You know what, Jack? Actually, the Associated Press came out with the payrolls. The Yankees are seventh this year. Lowest they've been, I think, in like 14 or 15 years. Boston is number one. I think San Francisco is two, and the Dodgers are three. Yankees down to seven. Not quite not quite like they used to be.
Well, keep in mind, they made a concerted effort two or three years ago to get when the major contracts were falling off, that they had definitely tried to rid themselves of being one of the top spenders in baseball. What they have done is they've developed some good young players. Now, they made some nice trades, but you look at Judge, you look at some of their young pitching, you know, they've got players on your major league ball club that are really minimum salary players. So that really bodes well, and that won't stay that way for very much longer. But at least, you know, while you're riding those young kids, and then you added the players that you added, like Stanton, then certainly your payroll's high. But, again, it was a concerted effort to cut payroll a few years ago, and I think with the young kids coming in and producing, you know, that's what you really need to do. If you're going to have superstar players, you're going to have to have inexpensive players performing as well, and they've had that at an elite level.
Jack, do you think there will be a Pirates outfielder that will have a more productive season offensively than Andrew McCutchen this year?
That's a good question to say. Is someone going to hit the home runs? Yeah, it's possible. But I do think you have to look at when you ask that question, Andrew, you're talking about the complete player.
Yep.
In McCutchen. And I do think that when you're looking at defensively, I think you're going to have, at least in center field, I think you'll be better defensively in center field. So is in McCutchen, you know, he had a couple terrific months, you know, but there were a couple months that weren't great either. So do I think that they're going to be able to replace McCutchen in a different way? If Dickerson ends up hitting 25 home runs or so, and you get the type of center fielder that Marte was as a left fielder, and that's still to be proven, then I think your outfield actually becomes a pretty good outfield, because now you have a chance to have an elite defender in center field, and Andrew wasn't that the last couple of years. He may have been that early in his career, but I know the years that I was here, I think there was a lot written, a lot said about it, and Pittsburgh addressed it. So, you know, there's a chance to have a different type of club, and you can have more contributors. If Polanco ends up with 20 to 25 home runs, which you're hoping he does, and you get it out of Dickerson, you get the Gold Glove center fielder in Marte, then it's a different type of outfield than what they've had. So it will be more of a combination of the three as opposed to one individual surpassing what McCutchen has done.
Do you think Tyler Glasnow will make more appearances as a relief pitcher or as a starter in 2018?
Well, I would say as a relief pitcher, because he's not in a rotation right now. He's going to be used as a long guy. It looks like the first four slots are going to be solidified, and the fifth slot is still a little bit up in the air. But, you know, the thing that you have to realize on any starting pitcher, it's demoralizing to a club when someone goes out there and ends up in the third inning of a ball game, he can't go any further. You know, he's walked four guys, you know, regardless of how many he struck out. His pitch count is up. You're stressing your bullpen. So I think, you know, early on, he's going to be in a bullpen. They're going to give him that opportunity. If he proves he can do it, is he going to get some starts? Possibly. But I think at least at this point in time, that's probably the only move they have left, is to put him in the bullpen and let him try to get some innings in and try to figure it out.
Jack, you're probably the only guy I know who's so much older than me. Most people are younger, but I know you've been around the game for about 80 years. Lost one of its iconic figures today, Rusty Staub, LeGrand Orange. Did you ever cross paths with him? I'm curious, because always one of my favorite players way back in the day.
Mine too, Jack.
Yeah, I did. You know, of course, I was with the Mets. I spent, about 13 years in the Met organization in different capacities. And I remember one year, when it was in '86, when we were in a World Series, Rusty Staub was famous for his restaurant in New York. You guys remember him as a player, but everybody would tell you, if you wanted to eat ribs, you went to Rusty Staub's. I mean, that was the place to go. So there was an event where he invited they invited the whole team, but, you know, everyone to show up at Rusty Staub's restaurant in New York. So clearly an outgoing personality. I know a lot of guys that knew him real well. And he was a terrific hitter. So it's sad that we lost Rusty Staub.
Jack, do you like my Mets this year?
About as much as he likes Syracuse.
You know, look, you've got so many issues with their pitching staff. You know, who are they? You know, who's going to stay healthy? They were the worst defensive club in baseball last year, so they've got a lot to overcome there. You know, look, I grew up a Met guy. You know, I spent, like I said, 13 years in that organization and some great years in the 80s. But, you know, do
it
I
sounds like,
the
like a no, Jack. It sounds like
Yeah. So I'm on the radio. I'm supposed to answer quickly. No, I don't really love their Met club.
Jack, speaking of the Yankees, we did a little bit earlier, what kind of a fit is that for Neil Walker going there this year? One-year deal and a chance to be on a winner.
Yeah, Colony just walked in the room, so be careful what you say about him, Jack.
No, you know what? We're all Neil Walker fans. I mean, I live up here in the North Hills, and, you know, everybody that I run around with here, I know his father, spent time with him, and, you know, his whole family. You know, I mean, you're really proud of what Neil Walker has accomplished as a Major League Baseball player. Good fit in New York, you know, a left-handed hitter. He could probably play some third for them, may get a chance to play a little bit at first. But a left-handed hitter in that ballpark, why not? If I'm Neil Walker, I got to be very happy that I get a chance to play on that ball club in that ballpark.
Jack, we appreciate
your
time.
Thanks, Jack. Can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Look forward to you on the pregame show tomorrow. And then I guess you'll be out on Federal Street with us Monday for the Pirates home opener. I'm expecting a new Ron Cook jersey. Something
Ron,
a little bit more of a designer type of deal this year.
Hey, based on what I'm hearing, I better have a Ron Cook sweatshirt. Not a shirt. It'll be a little chilly, buddy.
You got that right. Jack, have a great day. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow, man.
All right, see you guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.